Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bibles and read John chapter 14 verses 1 to 18. John chapter 14 verses 1 to 18. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I will go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye also have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath sent me hath sent the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We adore you and we magnify you that you are always with us, with your promises and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all what we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives had comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue persevere, to stand firm to do your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youth and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youth to preserve in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you, continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you will continue to help and aid all the single mothers in the church. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently, for our services is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless, and wisdom and solutions to those in trials. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we met daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places, to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bondages and receive the salvation that comes from you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries, that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church. Sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach new people, preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word, and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gift that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control so people will see Jesus in our lives. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up into your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruit that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us now stand and start to praise and worship the Lord.
We need you in our lives, oh Lord God. Thank you once more, Lord God, for the whole week that you have protected each one of us. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done for us, a thing that is good for us, O Lord God, for we know, Lord God, that everything will work together for good for us, whom you have called according to your purpose. We love you, Lord, and we acknowledge, O God, we cannot do anything apart from you. You are our love and you are our light, O God. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Give thanks unto you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord God. For truly, Lord, we will never know, O Lord, till the time that we will come in your presence, O Lord God, to acknowledge, O Lord, that your things that you are doing in our lives are always good for us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are always there for us. You are the mighty one who has saved us. You are the mighty one who has given us the love and compassion, the mercy that we need day after day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. are the shepherd of our soul.
Let us now collect our tithes and offerings and first fruit to the Lord. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you for your faithfulness and goodness to us. Lord, we thank you for your abundant blessings in our lives. As we bring our tithes, offerings, and first fruits before you today, we ask and pray that you will bless this gift and use them for your glory. May they further your kingdom and bring hope to those in need. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. There we speak about the Lord's Supper. And you will have the Lord's Supper. Luke chapter 22 and verse 14 to 20. Luke And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. What I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks, and he broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Thank you for your word to us, your guidance, your help, and your support. Thank you for your sending your word on time to teach us your ways and command. Prepare us, sanctify us, all of us, body, soul, and spirit. Lead those who are still in, Lord, to full repentance, to know you and follow you, O God. We pray, Lord, that we will do this in remembrance of you, and we will obey your command and decrees and statutes, and we will follow you wholeheartedly, Lord. Anoint my lips and put word and statement in my lips and verses to encourage, to teach, to direct your people with the truth of your word. We thank you and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord say, this do in remembrance of me. That's why we do the Lord's Supper. But it is not only we should do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Christ, but we should do all the word of God and apply it in our life. We should not only do the Lord's Supper, but we should obey the rest of the commands of God. And that's why we don't do the Lord's Supper with the crowd, but we do it with the disciples, those who had decided to follow God and follow his will and his word. We invite the disciples. And he invited his disciples and his apostles and have with them the Lord's Supper. We hear in the same way we do that. What is the meaning of the Lord's Supper? He said about the bread, this is my body, which is given for you. And that is when we break the bread, that is the body of Christ. And the cup represents the New Testament or the new covenant with the blood of Jesus. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us understand what is the Lord's Supper. Let's go now to John chapter 6, and let's read 53-55. John chapter 6, verse 53-55. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and you drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is a drink indeed. You know, when the Lord say, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and the drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Some people, they think that when they take the Lord's Supper, they are saved. But that's not correct. That is not correct. We must understand what he meant with when you eat my flesh and you drink my blood. We need to understand that. You know, let's go back to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. You know, some people, they misunderstand this, that they want to take the Lord's Supper so that to confirm the salvation. That have no relationship. We are not saved by the Lord's Supper. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. And we do this in remembrance of Christ, and we must understand it. We don't only do the Lord's Supper, but we should do all the commands of God to confirm our salvation. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Very clear. In the beginning, the Word was with God. And the Word at the beginning, then the Word was with God, and the Word is God. In verse 14, if we read verse 14, you see, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Here the Word becomes flesh. That is Christ, the living Word. And when he said that, when he said in verse John 6:53, when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He means here that Jesus, who is the Word of God, who is the living Word, we need to take the Word of God and live it in our life. That is how we can get saved. Not the bread and the cup. But are we living with His, according to His Word? Is His Word in us and we are obeying it? That is what is important. John chapter 6. Verse 56. John chapter 6, verse 56. To say, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. So what here, when we take the word of God, and let the word of God dwell in us, and we are in his word. That is what he means when he say, who eat my flesh and drink my blood, he will have life. What's the meaning of the Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper here can represent the sacrifice. Christ God, He is 100% God, came, become a man. The Word became flesh and dwell among us. He came to show us God. He did miracles and wonders. And he offered his life on the cross. His body and his blood was shed as a sacrifice for us, for our sin. Because without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Let's open our Bible to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Say, and almost all things are by the law, shed with the blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. If there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. That's why Jesus became a sacrifice for our sin. And as we know that Jesus became a sacrifice for our sin, we need when we come to the Lord, we need not only to believe in Him, but we need to repent of our sin, repent of our wrongdoing. So His blood that was shed on the cross can bring salvation into our lives. And when we take the Lord's Supper, as we understand that this is the sacrifice, that Jesus sacrificed his body, that we need to repent. And the Bible describes that we need to take the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner. We must be aware what we are doing. It is not the tradition or custom. No. We must do it with understanding. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. First Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. It say, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So here we need to be careful what we are doing. We need to be prepared and ready to take the Lord's Supper. Awareness of sin moves us to repentance. As we acknowledge the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins and valuing his suffering on the cross for us to save us. But if you are not willing to repent, better for you not to take the Lord's Supper, because in doing so, you are bringing judgment on yourself. We as the Church of God, we recommend that the Lord's Supper to be given only to the disciples, those who had been water baptized and committed themselves to follow Christ wholeheartedly. Therefore, we do not recommend the Lord's Supper to the crowd who have not yet committed their lives and heart to God. We recommend the Lord's Supper for those who commit their lives to God, to Christ, to the Word of God, and to do their responsibilities carefully toward God, toward their families, and toward God's church. What is the meaning of the Lord's Supper? Every time we take the Lord's Supper, we are proclaiming the Lord's death. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. So when we take the Lord's Supper, we are reminded that, and we are declaring that Christ died for us. And also the Lord's Supper, in taking the Lord's Supper, proclaims the Lord's second coming in the same verse. You proclaim the Lord death till he come. The Lord will come. And as we have read in John chapter 14, verse 3, he say, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So here we understand that when we take the Lord's Supper, we know we are proclaiming that Jesus died, Jesus will come again, and we need to be ready for his coming. Are you ready now for the coming of the Lord? That is here. The situation. Are you doing his will? Are you living by his word? Are you remembering all his commands? That is what is counted about. The Lord's Supper represents our continuous fellowship with God. Christ came, he is God, he came as man, he died on the cross for our sin, he was buried, he rose from death, he ascended to heaven. He is at the right hand of the Father. And now with us is the Holy Spirit, you know. So the Holy Spirit is having continuous fellowship with us and God. In Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 5. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, sorry. Verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and be with him. When we take the Lord's Supper, we that represent our continuous fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit. Also, when we take the Lord's Supper, this represents our fellowship with one another. Yes, we read the Bible, we pray, but we need to be part of the church. We need to have fellowship with one. We should have a fellowship with one another. And that's what we read in the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42. And they continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of the bread and in prayer. So fellowship with one another is also the meaning of the Lord. It's also one of the meaning that we need to proclaim and understand why we do the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is parable to the Passover in the Old Testament. God commanded Aaron and Moses to do the Passover. Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. To say, Pharaoh, therefore, the old living, that ye may be a new lamb, as ye are unliving. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So Christ is our Passover. The Lord commanded Aaron and Moses to do that in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 28 speak about Moses. He said that through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And let's read now also book of Exodus chapter 12. Book of Exodus chapter 12, and we get some meaning of it, how he commanded Moses and Aaron. I read it from verse 1 to 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speaking unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their father, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house wherein they shall eat it. Here they will take the lamb, they will slaughter it, they will put it on the two side posts and they will put it on the upper post the blood of it, and after that they will prepare it and they'll be eating it. You know, we need to observe that the people of God, when they slaughter the lamb and they will put the blood on the doorpost, on the upper doorpost, they have faith that once there's the blood on the houses, that the angel of death will pass over the houses and they will be spared. They will be spared from death. For us today, We have faith in Jesus, that his blood will save us from death. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8, we say, for by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Let's go back to Moses. Moses and the Israelites, they not only observed the sprinkling of the blood, but they ate the lamb. They eat the lamb. We need to apply this. How we eat the lamb, how we eat the word of God, how we apply the word of God in our lives. Let's go in the same chapter, let's go to verse 43. Verse 43. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. If somebody's a stranger, we don't know. We don't know his life. He is not allowed to take the Lord's Supper with us. Because we don't know if he is a disciple or no. Verse 44, they say, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. Here speak about circumcision. Circumcision is the circumcision of the heart, that we should be cleansed from our sinful nature. We should be away from living in sin. If you still live in sin and not willing to repent, better not to take the Lord's Supper. Verse 45. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not thereof. Somebody who has been hired, they don't allow him to take the Passover. Those who are not part of the ministry should take it with their own churches and ministries. Paid workers and ministers are not the ideal for our service to God. Ministry is not a paid job. Ministry is not a paid job to be fulfilled. It is a calling and a commitment that cannot be considered job and employment. Verse 46. In one house shall be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh abroad out of the house. In one house need to be eaten. The head of the house, the person who is responsible to invite the people, he must know the people well. He must invite the disciples who are committed to God and follow his word and his will. Neither shall he break a bone thereof. We should not break any command of God. That is how we take the Lord's Supper. We should obey all the commands of God. We need to be willing to do what God has said in his word. Verse 47, he says, all the congregation of Israel shall keep it. Everyone in the congregation of the church should be preparing himself, should be accountable before God, that I need to prepare myself according to the scripture that I can take the Lord's Supper. Amen. It's a personal accountability before God. There is no excuses for us. Verse 48. And verse 49, and when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised. See here. And then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and to the stranger that sojourns with you. You see here, if a stranger wants to take the laws, the Passover, all the men in his house, he need to be circumcised. So there is a preaching of the word of God to his family. And that's one of the commitments, to take the Lord's Supper. We should be accountable to preach the gospel to our families and those who are around us. That is our commitment before God. We cannot take the Lord's Supper and we don't preach the gospel, we don't say. Holiness and commitment to live according to the word of God. And bringing the gospel to our family, bringing the gospel to our families. And household is the rule for all those who want to take part of the Lord's Supper. For the church today, the Lord's Supper is like the Passover celebration, and all disciples should observe holiness and living according to the word of God and committing themselves for Christ's mission to preach the gospel before partaking the Lord's Supper. Israel chapter 6. Israel chapter 6. Verse 19-21. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together, and all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves, and the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and also as has separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Lord God of Israel. Let us read this statement in verse 21. Who took the Passover, which were come again out of captivity, and also has separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Lord God of Israel did eat. Okay, let's go by one by one. We are come again out of captivity. It means they had been released from their bondages. People who are still smoking, drinking, still telling lies, cheating or doing immoral things, they should not be invited to the Lord's Supper. They need to be set free first from sin, then they can join us in taking the Lord's Supper. Has separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land. It means they are no more worldly and living in sin or following worldly practices and tradition as the non-believers. Those who desire to take the Lord's Supper, they should no more desire to watch TV, YouTube, movies, desire to go to parties, spending much, having wrong friends, making worldly affairs, etc. To seek the Lord. It means they move away from the old life of sin and darkness toward the light and start to draw near to God by seeking to do His will and doing His work and serving. Therefore, we as a church need to practice the Lord's Supper only with the disciples whom we know well. They are living on His word. The Lord's Supper should not be open to the crowd, the public, and to everyone in our church meeting. Only those whom we know they are following and partaking God's word, then we need to invite. We do the Lord's Supper with the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we come to know the elements of the Lord's Supper, the bread represents the body of Christ that is broken, that is given to us, and the blood, and the cup is the New Testament with His blood. Let us come to know what is the food of Jesus. What His food that He invites us to take with Him in John chapter 4. In John chapter 4 and verse 32. But He said unto them, and His disciples, they were inviting Him to come and eat food. And He was sitting with a sinful woman, preaching to her the word of God. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. And in verse 34, he said, Jesus said unto them, my meat, my food, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Therefore, as we are taking the Lord's Supper, we need to take part of Jesus' food in doing God's will and to finish the work of God, to go on forward in living holy life, preaching the gospel, and making you disciples and training in new workers. Let's come now to our senses. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to examine us. The bread represents the body of the Lord that's broken, that's given to us. And the cup is a new covenant in his blood. You say, do this in remembrance of me. Let us examine ourselves. Lord, thank you for this element. Thank you for your body that hung on the cross, for your blood that shed for us sinners like us, like me. Oh God, we thank you from the depth of our heart for your salvation. Sanctify us through and through. Teach us your ways and your commands. Sanctify this bread and cup. Sanctify each and every disciple of us who set his heart to seek you, who is willing to repent and come out from sin and follow you. Sanctify us body, soul, and spirit, oh God. Lord, we are willing to take part of your food, to do your will, to finish the work, to live by your word, to apply it in our life, and to do the commands of yours. Holiness should be the standard for our lives, and then we can take part of the Lord's Supper. Those who are water baptized and have set their heart to follow God and live in holiness, after you examine yourself, after you repent of your sin, after you make your decision to follow God, come and take the bread and cup, so and keep with you so we can take together. After you examine yourself, you can come and take the bread and the cup.
Many hearts are hungry tonight. up in darkness, yearn for the light. So many who are far from home, and many who are lost. Oh Lord, you want the children in the power of the cross. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our lives.
Yes, Lord. Not what I receive from the Lord, and I also pass unto you. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, he took a bread, and after he broke it and said, this is my body broken to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake the bread. Also in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance. Let's just take that cup. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love and care unto us. Thank you for your body that hung on the cross for our sin, and your blood that shed to forgive us our sins. We repented, Lord, as we commit our life and ways to serve you. We pray that this fellowship with the bread will give us strength, stamina, encouragement to go forward and do the work of yours and your will. Let your name, Lord, be magnified and glorified, Jesus. O God, raise up workers to serve you. Use all of our lives, all the life of our brothers and sisters who are committing their lives to serve you wholeheartedly. I pray more areas to be open for the gospel. Lead us to evangelize. Lead us to make disciples. I pray for more people to get water baptized and more people to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. We pray for more Bible studies and congregations to be planted in the name of Jesus. We pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. We thank you, God. Let your words be prayed. Let this word used for your glory. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Bring the joy to my life.
Amen. Amen.